volunteering all day long, all weekend long. So give them a big hand. Not to mention the sound men and the people who are cleaning up the parks, the parks department. Well, that's a lot of peas to pop.
Yeah, Binder. He's a legend.
You've seen your schedule, and you know he's been here before, but we always enjoy hearing him.
Yeah, Roy's an old buddy.
That's right.
You might have even heard him do some commercials. He's everywhere. Every time you turn on the radio or...
Traveling and singing.
That's right. How about that rain today?
Well, it's nice that it holds off for this one weekend, but
I don't know. I'm wishing we'd have.
I'm sure nobody would mind if it did pour a little bit.
Yeah. You know. Hey, the Chief Jim Billy.
Well,
I think he just did one.
Do we seem nervous? It's all these Indians back here. I mean, no, you dress
like
a cowboy.
Oh,
actually, Chief's an old buddy of ours, too. We wouldn't say that if he wasn't.
That's right. Yeah. What else you got
to tell him? Is anybody here from out of town?
Is everybody here from out of town?
Yeah. How many people are here for the first time? This is your first time at the Florida
Folk Festival. Welcome to Roy Bookbinder, a heck of a great musician.
Dog when I'm gone, Lord, Lord, it's old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, it's daddy, where you been so long? I've been all around Kentucky, in the doggone state of Tennessee, and where I lay my old hat down, that would be home for me. See, that train is coming, carrying my baby away. You know that it's going all far. I said to leave me, it ain't never coming back my way. Oh, Picket Roy. Taught me to bet all of my money on a ace, a jack, a deuce, and a tray. See, that train, it's coming, it's carrying my baby away, and it's going on for, I said, to leave me, it ain't never coming back my way. Dog when I'm gone, Lord, Lord, this old black dog when I'm gone. But when I get home with a $10 bill, it's daddy, where you've been so. much. Is that time for another one? Here's one off my latest hit album, The Radio Show. That's the name of the album, The Radio Show. And when it's all over here, when I'm done, we're going to sell them right here at the end of the stage, and we'll sign them up for you. If you need to buy one, we got 6 or 7 other CDs, too. They also have them at the Fife tent. Get the commercial out of the way. Or you can check the website now. We've gone high tech, www.roybookbinder.com. One word, all little, you know. I started out playing the guitar. You know who I got that from. I started out playing the guitar. I used to dream of hoboing around the country making $100 a week. Tell young people today, be careful what you dream of. Started writing this song a couple years ago. I was getting ready to do a show, and I was getting psyched up for it and come out of the shower and looked in the mirror and started getting dressed and realized middle age was setting in. Took longer and longer to get ready for a show to look like the guy on the album covers. So I started writing this song, and I called it You Can't Do That No More. It's kind of a middle-aged bluesy ragtime song. But when I finished it, I realized there was nothing middle-aged about it at all. It was really quite modern, hip, and today. It's not that we can't do it anymore. We just better not. No matter how old you are. Hope you like this one. You Can't Do That No More. Can't do that no more. You can't do that no more. You can't do that no more. You can't do that no more. 'Cause things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. Don't be smoking cigarettes. Surely don't do dope. God knows where you're gonna turn when you just can't cope. Because things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. You can't do that no more. No, you can't do that no more. Things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. Watch your coffee in the morning, your liquor late at night. Don't get caught in the sun too long. You best stay out of sight. 'Cause things ain't like they was before. Man, you can't do that no more. Barbecue could kill you, and fried chicken will do the same. Country ham and red eye gravy don't even call their name. Things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. No, you can't do that no. Put that lick in there in case some bluegrass band's thinking of doing my song, you know. Make it bluegrass friendly. Now do what you can here. You can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. Things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. Careful where you walk your dog, where you hide the bone. Wild women still be the death of you unless it's on a telephone. Things ain't like they was before. Can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. Ooh, you can't do that no more. Davis there for love. Now you best not drink the water. You better hold your breath. And if you keep on living, it's bound to be your death. Because things ain't like they was before. You can't do that no more. Watch your coffee in the morning, your liquor late at night. Don't get caught in the sun too long. You best stay out of sight. 'Cause things ain't like it was before. You can't do that no more. Thank you very much. I'd like to do one now by Reverend Gary Davis, old guitar player I hung around out with in the 60s. And when I met him, you know, he heard me play, and I said, could you give me some pointers on this? He said, good God Almighty, it's going to take years to straighten you out. I said, I got lots of time. He said, I'm an old man. But we worked it out. I was going to college on the GI Bill, and I quit school and went on the road with him back in 67, I think it was, and it was quite a time. Reverend Davis, of course, was a preacher and mostly sang Christian songs because that was the deal. When his wife wasn't home, though, we played some low-down blues. This is one of the Christian songs he used to do. He didn't actually write any songs, he said. They were revealed to him. Well, the biggest one was when Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded the song of Samson and Delilah, If I Had My Way. The publishers asked him if he wrote it, and he said, no, he didn't write any songs. Well, then publishers and lawyers started to grin and poke each other in the side. You know how they do it? There's some lawyers here today, I don't know. While he was still grinning, he leaned back and said the song was revealed to him in the spring of 29. They put his name on the contract. He put his mark down. The record was a hit. Reverend Davis became a folk music sensation, started touring the world on Peter, Paul, and Mary's money. It's a good deal. Right down here. Let us get together. Right down here. Let us get together. Right down here. That's right. We got to live together. Right down here. We got to live together. Right down here. Got to live together. Right down here. We got to pray together. Right down here. We got to pray together. Ooh, we got to pray together. Right down here. Let us pray together, children. Right down here. Sing together right down here. Let us sing together right down here. That's right. Right down here. Let us sing together, children, right down here. Together, I said, right down here. Let us get together, children, right down here. Thank you. Appreciate it. There's one I call the St. Pete Blues. I've lived in a motorhome for 22 years with my first two wives. Not at the same time. Then I moved to St. Pete when I got married again. My wife had a house there, and it seemed like the place to live. First year, I lived in the driveway in the motorhome. The second year, I was in the house Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now I've got a smaller motorhome, and I'm in the house full-time doing dishes and stuff.
Not bad, though. Sometimes on the weekends when I'm home with the little bus, we camp out in the driveway, and it feels like the old way. That's a good wife. Here's the St. Pete Blues. Playing the guitar standing up. I'm just trying to impress everybody today. A lot of folk singers standing up and playing. It's not easy. But you can do all those cool moves. Ups and you get your down. That's what it takes to make a full go round. Hey, hey, baby, ooh, you ain't so such much, you know. I'm going back to St. Pete, Florida. I'm gonna leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Don't we wish? Papa told Mama how it's gonna be. Mama said, Papa, Daddy, you just wait and see. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. I'm going back to St. Pete. I'm gonna leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Sorry's mama, you might need one of them someday. Before you move your lips, girl, you better stop and think what you gonna say. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. I'm going back to St. Pete, like I said. Leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Ask you no questions, girl. Don't tell me none of your damn lies. Cause I'm a hard-pushing papa, girl. And I said I just can't be satisfied. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. I'm going back to St. Pete. Leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Girl, you might not like what you see. Oh, you're scheming and you're dreaming. Never set your heart free. Hey, hey, baby, you ain't so such much, you know. Ooh, I'm going back to St. Pete. Like I said, I'm gonna leave all this rain, sleet, cold, and snow. Thank you.
buck dance. They used to say in olden times, to be a great blues guitar player, you had to go to the crossroads in Mississippi when the moon was full with your mojo bag and the remains of two dead relatives in a Ziploc bag. If you found the right crossroads and you sprinkled all that stuff in the sand, the devil would appear. You'd sell your soul and be a great blues guitar player. Legend has it the great Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil in 1933, July 12th. Became a very nice guitar player. Recorded 27 songs and got murdered in the spring of 38. Not a great deal. But 50 years after he got murdered, Japanese record company that owned CBS put out the box set of his records. They put them all on a CD, two CDs. And the album notes were written by Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones and that Eric Clapton fella. Record sold 500,000 copies and got a folk music Grammy, so maybe he did sell his soul to the devil. It was a motion picture loosely based on the Robert Johnson legend. You might have seen it, the Crossroad Blues or the Mississippi. The Karate Kid Goes to Mississippi 2 was the other name for the picture. But here in the year 2000, you no longer have to suffer the public humiliation of a bus ride to Mississippi, let alone finding the right crossroads and going through the whole rigmarole there with your relatives and your mojo bag, because we got the video of how to do this. Yes, sirree, we got a video. You buy that video and you put it under your pillow in the privacy of your own bedroom when the moon is full. You sleep for 13 hours uninterrupted. You can't get up to go to the bathroom or have a drink of water. Three full moons in a row and you're playing the blues. It's guaranteed. This particular piece is on video one. We got two or three movie cameras on the fingers, one on each finger, and it's real easy. We got some of those videos over there behind the stage. If you want to think about it, though, you could just check the website. There we go again. Little commercial here, what can I say? I'm not going to guarantee you'll be able to talk at the same time. I got that in Mississippi years ago. Gotta close my eyes to do that, it's a fright. Travis for luck. There you go. Thank you very much. By my old friend Pink Anderson from Spartanburg, South Carolina. He wished he could have been here this afternoon, but he's been dead for 20 years. Pink used to work little medicine shows down in the Carolinas right up to about 1960. And they didn't really sell medicine. It was an excuse to sell church ladies alcohol. That intro's on tape, too. I just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was down in Tennessee. He made his living. He was stealing chickens and anything that he could see. That Popeye man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. If a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere and he went over many miles around, but he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. You know the police went and hired them a doggone automobile purpose just to chase old Boone. They were chasing that boy from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 that afternoon. The Popeye man runs so fast, fire come from his heels. He burned up the cotton and he scorched the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. Ooh, he was the most travelingest man that ever. That's right, he traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around, but he didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. You know, this boy went to the spring one day to get himself a pail of water. The distance that the rascal had to go was about 2 miles in a doggone quarter. He got there and got his water. He stumbled and fell down. But then he ran back to the house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. Ever since, they've been calling him a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Ooh, he was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. That's right, he traveled everywhere. He went over many miles around. He didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. Guess you heard about the Titanic ship by now. He was on it when it was going down. He was standing out by the port side, baby, and he had his head hung down. When that boy jumped overboard, they all said that he was a fool. But about 2 minutes right after that, well, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. And they were calling him a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. Ooh, he was the most that ever was in that. He traveled everywhere. He went over many miles around. But he didn't get caught nor whooped till the police shot him down. Now the police caught this traveling man at last. They had a boy up to hang one day. Jury men all asked him, just what did he have to say? He begged the jury men to bow their heads in prayer. Then he crossed one leg and he winked an eye and he went up through the air. He was a traveling man. One song, it's a tough one. Tough choice, tough choice. Time just thinking about it. Play the most beautiful old blues song I ever heard. 1941. This was recorded when Alan Lomax was down south making field recordings on the plantations. I think it was the spring of 41. They were down on Stovall's plantation south of Memphis in the Mississippi Delta. Caught a young tractor driver first day. His name was Muddy Waters. He went on to become a big star. He was just a tractor driver back then. I asked him when he was a big star in the 60s, what it feel like when you heard back your voice the first time on that big machine? Muddy Waters said, when a man played it back after I heard myself sing, I said, ooh, that boy can sing. 4 years later, he was up in Chicago making hit records. Rolling Stones named their group after Muddy's song, I'm a Rolling Stone. And he was the American dream. He went from a field hand to a slumlord. One life. You gotta love that he owned buildings at the end. Did I do that? You never know with these wires on the guitar. Second day they recorded a boy named Honey Boy Edwards, who was young field hand, and he recorded a beautiful blues song. And the third day they went over to Sadie Beck's plantation. they found a fella named Willie Brown. Recorded this beautiful Mississippi blues. When I was a young guitar player out of the service in New York, these Library of Congress recordings were just released, and all of us guitar players were trying to play this song because it was a beauty. I put on my first record that came out in 1970 on Adelphi Records. And lots of people recorded after that. All the guitar players started playing it. It was in the books of how to play the blues guitar and all that stuff. You know, I stopped secondhand store Tampa for a dollar. And I bought it. I put it on the turntable at somebody else's house because we didn't have one. Heard this song. I said, ooh, that boy can sing. I didn't really say that, but I knew I had to start doing this song again because it was such a beauty. I hope you appreciate it. Thank you for coming to my part of the program. This is my last appearance at the Florida Folk Festival this year. I had a heck of a good time. Don't forget to keep an eye on the website to see if I'm coming to your town. After the show, I'm going to have my CDs over there if you want one. We're going to be packing them up from the Pfaff booth and making them up to Ohio. Try to sell them up there. Got to do what you got to do. It ain't nothing but the blues. Going down to the Delta, Mama, where I can have my fun. I'm going back down to the Delta, say, Mama, where I can have my fun. Where I can drink my white line and whiskey and I can gamble. Bring my baby home. Though the Delta look lonesome when that evening sun goes down. Ooh, don't the Delta look lonesome when that evening sun goes down. You might be looking for your loved one, but you know, buddy, you just, she just can't be found. I know you mistreat me, but I can't help and love you. I can't help and love you just the same. I know you mistreat me, but I can't help and love you just the same. Because it grieves my poor heart to hear some other man when he calls your name. Thank you. I know you mistreat me, but I can't help and love you just the same. Ooh, I said I know you would mistreat me, baby, but I can't help and love you. I can't help but love you just the same, because it grieves my poor heart to hear some other man when he starts calling your name. Down to the Delta. Good friends, you know it's time for me to have to say goodbye. So long, good friends, you know it's time for me to have to say goodbye. But when my mind does get to rambling, I see you some brand new day. Thank you.
The wonderful Roy Bookbinder, Storytelling and Music,